You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
That's just so beautiful. So we've got our next guest, Sam. We're going to talk about more real estate tech. We're going to talk about virtual reality. We've got Matt Smith. He is all fired up. Matt called me about an hour ago, blew my head off. I wasn't really ready, but Matt was ready. I hope Matt's still that fired up. He builds strong relationship with potential and existing customers, as well as educating commercial real estate brokers and companies. His company, RealNext Commercial Real Estate, it's a product suite in multiple ways. It's going to help you effectively grow and scale your business to win more business. We're going to talk with Michael Lurge. He's the CTO of PIX. He has over 25 years of experience leading the development of custom visualization, simulation, and training applications, specializing in numerous forms of virtual reality and augmented reality. So, Matt, welcome to the show. Let's bring Michael on. We'll talk about virtual reality. Help me out here.
Hey, thanks for having us today, Jim. We really appreciate it. I am Matthew Smith, and I have on the line here Mark Lurch, CTO of PIX, and we're really excited to talk to you about some fantastic things we've been doing, and especially our survey. And I really wanted to share that to the commercial real estate arena. And I figured the best place to do is connect with you so we can kind of educate and show everybody what's going on. Because if we can do that, then it's going to be a better place for all of us. And we really just want to get into that mix. And I can't wait to get this thing started.
100%. You know, virtual reality, everybody looks at those phone commercials, stuff like that. If you go to a real estate conference, there's usually a virtual reality booth. One person's using virtual reality, but it's starting to really become the accepted norm in the market. And I really like to learn some of the things that are at the cutting edge of that technology.
Yeah, and that's what we want to share with you a little bit more today. And we want to talk about virtual reality, the here and now. And everybody thinks of virtual reality like these big movie sets and these huge development. And like you're talking about Oakland, right? Moving to Las Vegas, you don't have to think about virtual reality in that. Mike and I are going to talk about some virtual reality things you can do for as low as a $300 budget. You're going to be able to virtualize stuff on a phone. You don't need fancy goggles or anything else to start doing it. And we really want you to start understanding how virtual reality can really impact your life. And we just saw this happen. Has anybody gone to the Apple website and saw the new WWC thing with Apple come out? Have you seen that, Jim?
No, I just was just trying to explore the Apple TV app they just pushed at me. So maybe this is an extension of that concept.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because if you go to Apple's website, I think for the first time ever, they actually have augmented reality embedded on the site. So if you want to see what their $5,000 Mac looks like in your office, because most of us can't afford that, go to Apple, type in Mac, and you can go ahead and use your phone virtual and actually put that thing on there. So we're actually doing some of that technology with the AR and VR, and we're putting it in the palms of your hands as well.
Okay.
So we want to bring that technology and some awesome things to you.
Hold on 1 second and differentiate between virtual and augmented reality, because you guys are techno knowledge guys. You know that, but the average person listening in their car doesn't. I kind of understand. You kind of demonstrated, but please be more specific.
Mike, why don't I hand this one over to you?
Sure.
You tell them, Mike, you are the VR expert. He is a technology expert. Let's have you this one.
Sure. So with virtual reality, 100% of your view is computer generated, whereas with augmented reality, you're looking at the real world with virtual objects merged with it. And there's actually a level above that called mixed reality, where then the virtual objects actually interact with the real world. Those are the three different flavors.
Oh, my gosh. This sounds awesome. Is this sort of like what they were doing when they were doing Pokemon, only this is much more sophisticated, right?
Correct. That's much more sophisticated.
Now, what's the difference between a VR, a 3D modeling, and a 360 image? You know, I've gone into residential. I've seen tours. I see the helicopters flying around my buildings. I live in Miami. It's the home of this stuff. Well, I guess so does California, but you know what I mean. We got all kinds of stuff. They're all trying to outdo themselves. One guy's got a landing pad on the top of his building. So tell me what the difference is of the different types. You got the virtual reality. You got 3D modeling, 360 images, straight video. Mike, help me out here.
Sure. So with our virtual reality, there's multiple flavors, but our flavor is the truly interactive virtual reality where you can explore, walk around, navigate, look around wherever you want to go. And so we actually make changes in the scene dynamically as well. With 3D modeling, that's the base of what we actually use to build our virtual experiences, but it's very hard for most people and cumbersome to navigate for the average user. 360 images and 360 videos, you can jump from point to point and look around, but you can't freely navigate between those points, and you can't make any changes to those scenes. So those are some of the limitations. And one of the things that our virtual reality allows you to do is basically create the future state of a building or a renovation, remodeling, or a complete new development, making the invisible visible.
So then basically I could sit with my architect, we could get on your system, we could take my existing place, leave my furniture in place, talk to their interiors people and switch out the walls, the carpet, and the coverings on my furniture within the context of your program?
That's a little more, that's a couple steps above in terms of AR right now. But yes, it's heading in that direction.
So then, you know, how come the industry isn't more, you know, dedicated to using this type of technology? Is it pricing? What's going on?
So there's a few different parameters. One of them definitely being pricing. Up until recently, a professional head-mounted display was $1,500 and it required a dedicated gaming computer, about $2,000. Mm-hmm. So it's very cumbersome, it's complicated, and it requires some skills and time to set up, maintain, and operate, especially if you're going to move it from place to place. However, recently the Oculus Quest came out, and that's actually an all-in-one system. It's a wearable device with the computer built in, no cables, and it's ready to use right out of the box for less than $400.
What's Quest? I'm not familiar with what's Oculus Quest. What is all that?
Okay, sure. So before Oculus Quest was Oculus Rift, which is a cabled head-mounted display that goes to your computer. The Oculus Quest is a unit that you can put on your head and wear that has no computers, no cables, and you're able to freely navigate and explore your space. But also it does do some things to keep you safe, because with a virtual reality head-mounted display, you can't see typically what's outside in front of the screen. So you can walk into things, bump into tables, fall downstairs, you know, terrible things.
Sure.
So with this, they have some cameras that are facing outward. And so if you set up a perimeter, which is your safe zone to interact with your virtual scene, and if you get close to a barrier, then a grid shows up, giving you a virtual wall.
Yeah, it sets up a fence for you. It's a safety fence.
Show you the real view.
Safety fence. It's a safety fence.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. This is really cool, actually. That was one of my questions, is how do I stay safe with this in a two-story house where I'm walking around doing all this stuff? Now, what's an interesting way that somebody's using VR, you know, the development guys, you can virtually give them their unit and raise them up and show them this is the view out of your unit. But what are some of the other things that can happen with this stuff? That's the easy one.
Certainly. Another example would be for test fits for commercial real estate, office spaces in particular. So we can take a vacant office space and give you a 3D model, and over a web page, have you yourself lay out the space, putting in walls, doors, drag and drop furniture, and populate it to see if it fits your client's needs while your client's with you on a tablet. Instead of going with a design, going to an architect, getting it back, doing an iterative process that can take weeks, you can do it in minutes or hours instead of weeks.
So it's not just for residential. This is a commercial application.
Oh, certainly. Any type of building structure. We're not limited in terms of what type of property we work on.
Hey, can you guys stick with us for just a little while, Matthew? Matthew and Mike, I want to get a quick break in, and then we'll have like another 5 minutes, if that's okay with you.
Fantastic. Certainly. Let's do it.
Awesome. Okay, Mike, you got to stay fired up, man. You were so electric when I talked to you earlier. And, you know, we're talking to Matt now. Matthew, I want to have another question when we come back for Matthew. Wanda, let's go out. We got to come back real fast. These guys have great stuff. I want everybody to hear.
You're listening to Freed on Business, the longest running talk show in South Florida. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We're with Matthew Smith and Mike Lurge. We're talking real estate technology, virtual reality. My buddies are calling in from San Diego. High five to them for crossing all the time zones. Matt, tossing it to you. What do we got next?
So, you know, like I kind of want to bring it back a little bit to this and go back and throw some of the survey results, if that's okay with everybody.
100%. I want to hear more about your survey.
Interesting facts.
I want to hear the facts.
Yeah, and look, well, and I'll relate this to, you know, kind of something, you know, when I was a kid. I don't know if you've ever hated a food. You're like, you know, I really don't like onions. But you never really tried them or anything like that. And we're finding out that 50% that we surveyed never tried VR, but they're really not interested in learning or doing anything with it. And that one day when I got a little bit older and I had that onion, it just tasted so amazing on that hamburger hot dog. You know what I'm talking about, Jim?
Yeah, and actually what I'm finding out here, what I think you're talking about, is that there's early adopters that feel good and comfortable with this, but the general population feels uncomfortable. They walk around the events. They see people walking around or wearing their phones on their head. They think they look goofy. They say, that's not me, and they keep walking. What are they missing, guys?
That's exactly what we're trying to talk about, and that's what we want to educate everybody about, is they think that it's cumbersome. They think that it's costly. They think that it's time consuming, and those are all myths. And everything changes drastically. So we're seeing stuff change from, you know, what is technology changing every 5 minutes, 5 seconds?
I don't know. I don't have enough of attention span left. But let me ask you guys a question. Mike, let me ask you this. Let's say, and this is a real life example that happens in our market every day. This is a deal I'm working on now. Okay, you get in there, you got a beautiful piece of real estate. It's got an old crappy building on it. It's all nasty. You're going to board it up. You're going to sell that. You're going to turn it into condos, and you want to change the way everybody sees it. You got a sales center you paid $500,000 for across the street, and you want everybody to be able to see that 7 floors up, they can see the ocean. Can you help me with that?
Certainly. Being able to build a virtual building from some floor plans and elevations, have some sample materials to texture and light it so we can landscape it. And then using imagery, we can actually show the views outside the windows and really put somebody in the virtual space long before the building's built or even before the old building's taken down.
Now, who do you usually partner with? The salespeople, the architect, the developer? Who's the person that usually calls you?
Sometimes it's a myriad. It depends on the project itself and where's the source of funds coming from for that project. Which pool of money is being used.
Now, Mike, you know, Matthew's survey had an interesting answer, and I want to see what your thoughts are. You know, 40% of his respondents said that they're thinking about VR, but they haven't found the right opportunity. It sounds to me like just about everything's the right opportunity if you're looking to show somebody what the future is going to look like.
Exactly. And it just depends on, you know, sometimes if you're talking about to a sales broker who's got a commission, their fees or the funding for actually doing a VR project may be limited or more limited than somebody who's doing a new development that has a marketing budget. So that's where the cost aspect comes in. But we can actually do some of our properties for as little as $300.
How fast can you turn it around?
2 to 3 days for something of that size.
Now, do I have to have, we only got like a minute left, so I really have one big question here. Do I need some special stuff, a special phone, a special video thing, or how do I get this done?
No, with this, we can actually deliver right to a web page that's then viewable on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, whatever device you want to use.
Oh, my God. We have to do a demo with this. Matthew, I'm going to call you back. We're running out of time. I'm going to have to call Matthew. I'm going to get together with Mike. I'm going to try to do a VR for myself to see what it's like. Matthew, you get the last word. I got about 30 seconds left for you.
Hey, we just really appreciate the time here, and we're able to educate anybody. Anybody can connect us. You can reach us at msmith@realnext.com or mikelerg@pix-virtual.com. We're here to answer questions. Thank you all for coming on here. And again, remember, if you haven't tried, it doesn't mean you don't like it or can't do it. Give it a shot.
This sounds awesome.
We'll surprise you.
I'm sorry I stepped on you, man. This sounds awesome, though, Matthew. I'm looking forward to trying it myself. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Wanda, is it time to kind of wrap up here?
It is.
I want to thank all of our guests for coming on. Of course, as always, I want to thank our first responders that are listening and for their service. This is D-Day. I want to thank all of the folks that gave their lives for freedom.
Thank you.
And I hope our country is something you can be proud of. Mm-hmm. God bless you all.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate.